Well, to say that it's a foreign conspiracy is frankly an insult to the people of Syria who are dying on the streets at the hands of their own government as they try to express freely their rights to peaceful expression and freedom of assembly and to bring about through peaceful means a better future and a more responsive government. The United States has been very clear and very forceful in its approach to the crisis in Syria from the very outset. We've imposed tough sanctions on the Syrian regime, and we have incrementally increased them. We have joined with partners in Europe and in the Arab world to broaden and deepen those sanctions. And we have pressed, as you know, for a strong and meaningful response by this council to what is transpiring in Syria. We think it's long past time that the council passes a strong resolution that supports the Arab League and all of the elements of the Arab League initiative, including its call for sanctions. Unfortunately, after a bit of a show last month of tabling a resolution, the Russians inexplicably have been more or less AWOL in terms of leading negotiations on the text of that resolution. We and many other members of the Council have offered a number of amendments. We were happy to engage in a process, but we thought that that document, the ultimate resolution that might emerge from negotiations, had to be credible. It had to be comprehensive. We couldn't cherry-pick among aspects of the Arab League initiative that some may like and leave aside those that some may not like. We needed to endorse the Arab League and support it in toto.